First to the Middle East, and as you might have heard in the bulletin, Israel's security cabinet has reportedly voted for its military to seize and hold the entirety of Gaza in its latest bid to crush the Palestinian militant group Hamas. It's taking place as Israel maintains its blockade on the coastal enclave, a strategy described this morning by the executive director of UNICEF in Ireland, Peter Power, as nothing short of barbaric and inhumane. We're joined from Jerusalem by Sky News correspondent Alistair Bunkel. Alistair, do we have any detail on that Israeli cabinet decision?
Well, they will expand their operations in Gaza, both in terms of the numbers of IDF forces involved, so that would involve a call-up of thousands of reservists, but also the territory in which they intend to operate in. It's not clear, and certainly commentators within Israel are divided as to whether or not Israel intends to, quote, conquer the entirety of Gaza or just parts of Gaza. But what an official who's very close to Benjamin Netanyahu told me earlier is that what is changing is that this is no longer a strategy of clear and leave, but now one of clear and hold.
US President Donald Trump is due in the region next week. To what extent do you estimate that today's cabinet decision is a statement of intent as opposed to another way of applying more pressure on Hamas?
Well, I think it's a way of putting pressure on Hamas regardless. It is, whether or not deliberately so, an indication and an acknowledgement that military pressure so far since Israel broke the ceasefire some months ago, has failed to deliver its objectives, that is, the defeat of Hamas and the return of the hostages. I think there is probably a window in order to negotiate a new ceasefire deal with Trump in the region in about 10 days' time, not incidentally visiting Israel, it should be noted. But actually, I think that is unlikely to happen. I think the most likely outcome is that we will, in time, in short order, see an increase in fighting. And I think it has very considerable and possibly even permanent consequences for the Palestinian population in Gaza.
If there is an intensification, as you're anticipating, what does that mean for the delivery of humanitarian aid into Gaza? It's been sealed off for already 50 days or more now.
There is, it seems, a bit of a disagreement between the Israeli military and some within the Israeli government about whether or not aid should be delivered into Gaza. So during the cabinet meeting last night, the far-right minister, National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, for example, questioning why aid should be delivered to Hamas because Israel is fighting Hamas. But the IDF saying that under international law, they have an obligation to provide aid. So there is a difference of opinion, and it seems like Israel is going to try and find a new way of delivering that aid to ensure that it doesn't reach Hamas's hands. We don't know how that's going to work. I think that is far easier said than done. It's going to have to be a pretty complicated plan to put in place to do that. There's been some suggestions floated around, none of which seem to have been confirmed by the government. I think, you know, in a nutshell, Israel is looking at ways to resume aid deliveries into Gaza, but no one's quite sure how they'll do it.
I saw some of the UN agencies suggesting that the reading of the situation was that they're going to have to close down their operation and then fall in behind the IDF. And they were saying that was something that they were not prepared to do. And this is happening at a time where there's continuous condemnation of Benjamin Netanyahu's government, given there's 2.3 million people in the Gaza Strip who are under such pressure. I'm just wondering, to what extent does any of that repeated condemnation have an effect in Israel? For example, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said last week that not admitting food, medicines and essential supplies is a war crime, and opposition parties here go even further and claim that it's a deliberate policy of genocide.
Under international law, Israel is considered and has been for a very long time the occupying power of Gaza. And so therefore, under international law, they have an obligation to make sure that sufficient aid enters Gaza. Now, Israel doesn't necessarily agree with the international definition of an occupying power. And the term sufficient aid is, of course, open to some interpretation. And the Israeli officials would argue that there is currently sufficient aid within Gaza that entered during the ceasefire and can still be used to feed the population there. Aid agencies and foreign governments like your own are arguing differently. They are saying that aid, what is left, is running out rapidly, and Gaza once again is on the verge of a humanitarian crisis. And I think from my reading of it, there are certain senior officials within the Israeli military who sense that that is a very real prospect and sense that they need to take action in order to continue to comply with international law. But there is a difference of opinion within some of the Israeli government.
You referenced there the hostages, and Hamas continues to hold 59 hostages, 24 of whom are believed to be alive. What are their families saying as the Israeli cabinet votes to intensify their conflict in Gaza?
Well, I think for them, it was actually something that Benjamin Netanyahu said last week about where Israel's priorities now lie. And he said that the priority is, quote, a supreme victory over Hamas, not the release of the hostages. Now, he wasn't saying that the release of the hostages from Gaza is not important, but he was saying that the priority is victory, military victory over Hamas, which for the hostage families has relegated their loved ones in terms of priority. And that has angered them. I don't think it sits well with a lot of people in Israel. Some polls suggesting that around 70% of Israelis believe that is the wrong decision. Okay. But I think over the last couple of days, whether it's the cabinet meeting or whether it's statements made last week by Israeli government members, it is becoming clearer what Israel's objectives are in Gaza. And yes, of course, they want to see the hostages released, but their main objectives appears to be the defeat of Hamas. And, you know, I think most people who've got a military background will tell you, in a situation like Gaza, that is not going to happen rapidly. And if you really want to achieve what Netanyahu describes as a supreme victory, I mean, you could be looking at many, many years of occupation and fighting.
Sky News correspondent Alistair Bunkle, thank you very much for joining us.